All right, hey, welcome to Thursday Nights with Brad. I would say Brad and Brian, but I don't want to embarrass Brian. It's good to see y'all. Father, thank you for your presence here tonight. Thank you for your blessing. Thank you for the Word of God. Lord, thank you for insight. Like you're the all-wise God, and we're people. And all of our insights, Lord, are fallible. Except for you, Lord, unless you give us wisdom and revelation. So we pray for that. We pray for understanding. You are wisdom. Jesus, you've been made unto us wisdom, according to 1 Corinthians 1:30. You are our wisdom. So Lord, we release that. We're grateful for it. We thank you for it. And help me to be helpful and not harmful. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so we left off in I Never Knew You. And again, I don't say that I have perfect theological understanding of it. I'm sure people could debate some of it, and maybe I would change my mind about. But the point was last week about oftentimes you're given this choice between miracles and fruit. And the Word of God is very clear, very balanced on it. You need both. And certainly you don't want to be lawless, lawless. Jesus was not lawless, nor was Paul. But he was full of grace and truth, grace and truth. The law came by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus. You see, it's not just grace, it's grace and truth. And it's remarkable. And I don't know about you, but I want grace. We're going to pick up in verse 24. I'm going to say something about grace here first, since I mentioned it. This week, I've had three or four times, no specifics, where I was in situations and someone did something that didn't set with me, or my initial response was, oh, that's going to hurt, that's going to be bad for me, or that's not going to help me. And I think just naturally, the carnal man, the natural man, when someone does something against us, what's our first instinct? What's your first instinct? Oftentimes, it's tit for tat, it's ego defense. You said this, I'm saying that. And when that happens, it escalates. We get into strife. We get into battles with each other. Wife says this, husband says that, back and forth. Pretty soon, it's all escalating into a war. James calls it a war. And it certainly genders strife. Well, I had this week a person that I love. I probably disappointed them a little bit. And they gave me grace, right? And mercy. And when they did, I was like, oh, I said, thank you, Jesus. They're forgiving me. They're being gracious to me. And I just said, thank you, Lord. I really appreciate it. Well, then somebody, actually this week, four different times, people have done things that my initial reaction was kind of, oh, no. And the Lord said, Brad, did you get grace? I said, yes, Lord. I said, did you appreciate it? Oh Lord, I loved it. I got grace and I felt so much better. Condemnation lifted off of me. I felt forgiveness. He says, well, if you want grace, then give grace. I want you to think about that for a second. You really need to hear what I'm saying. I'm not that smart. I'm not the best preacher or teacher, but I know this is true. The Lord has taught me this. You need to listen. You need to listen to this. Whether you think you do or not. Jesus said, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Jesus said in Matthew 7, he said, this is powerful because Jesus said it. He said, however you measure it out, it is going to be measured back to you. So if you're always measuring out judgment, condemnation, accusation, maybe judging people's motives. Like I'm telling you, like the Lord is showing me, not you, me, like how often I do it without even knowing it. I'm judging someone's motive. He said, it's going to come back to you the same way. Do you want mercy? Give mercy. So this has really been powerful this week. In fact, Jesus talks so much about it, and we miss it. We miss it. In Mark 11, 23 and 24, he talks about faith. In the next verse, 25, he says, oh, and forgive everybody, because if you don't forgive, you won't be forgiven. He ties forgiveness in some way right into faith. I know why now more. If you're not going to have faith when you're bitter, and you're holding things against people, and you're not forgiving, and you're meting out judgment, and you don't care about, you don't love people, how are you going to have any faith? Faith works by love. We talked about that last week. So I got grace. So in these like four different situations, every time it like her, oh no. And because it's always me, it's always selfishness. It's always, how is this going to affect Jackson? Me. How is this going to affect me? So we get, well, I can't believe they're doing this to Jackson. To who? Me. I can't believe they're doing this to me. Hey, this is going to affect me. And we don't think about the other person or what they're, so we judge. Woo, we judge. We throw it out there and say, oh man, bah, 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 and we judge. Okay, I said this in church Sunday. Knowing that somebody does something wrong is not judging. We got that wrong. If a man in my church is committing adultery and I know it, and I know it, I'm not judging, and someone told me and I just believe them, but I know for a fact, maybe he's told me, right? It is not judgment for me to say, hey, that's wrong. Number one, he already knows it. It's judgment to pass a sentence on him. You committed adultery, you deserve this. Specifically. Now, why is that? Because God's the only judge. You did this, therefore, boom. Now, there are judges on earth, right? And that's their job, and that's nothing wrong with that. There are judges on earth. I'm talking about a brother or sister in the Lord. Hey, you did this, and you deserve to go to hell. You hurt me. You hurt me, and God's going to get you. I know people, that's their level of Christianity. You hurt me, God's going to get you. It's like, no, he's not. He's going to get you. If you don't learn to love and forgive people, he's going to get you. It's not about you. It's not about me. It's about thee. God isn't in this world to vindicate you and your reputation. He will vindicate you and your reputation when you lay down your life for others, when you sacrificially love people, when you stand for truth and deny yourself and follow. He will vindicate you then. But if you think he's in this thing to protect and defend your ego, you're missing it by thousands of miles. Jesus said, if you're going to follow me, you're going to have to die to yourself. Pick up your cross and follow me. The golden rule is, please listen to me. Somebody out there really needs to hear this in TV land. The golden rule is, whatever you want somebody to do to you, do that to them. However you want to be treated, that's how you treat others. Do you want mercy and grace in your life? And I'm thinking, yes, Lord, I need it. I know I'm righteous because Jesus lives in me. I know I'm the righteousness of God because Jesus lives in me. And yet, sometimes stubbornly, I do things that are not, they do not look like Jesus. They don't sound like Jesus. Lord, I do want grace. I do want mercy. He says, it's easy, Brad. Then be merciful. So this week, I've had like four different times, and every time I started to judge, to condemn, to pronounce, that's when you judge someone's motive, or you pronounce a sentence, and the Lord says, ho, 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 ho. And I said, you're right. And each time the Lord, when he stopped me, I, rather than judge, because of the grace of God, I just gave mercy. I said, okay, you know what? I forgive you. I'm moving on. I'm not going to hold that against you. I love you, and I do love him, and it's not about me. And I did. Do you know every time I did that, everything worked out? I can't tell you the specific stories. There was one situation where a person like really let me down. It had to do with our talent show we have going on. And I said, no, you know what? They need mercy. And I said, so I gave mercy. I encouraged them and blah, blah, blah. And so the very next day, that same person really blessed me, really blessed me. And I said, Lord, what if I would have judged them and attacked them and said, I can't believe you're doing this to me. Not about me. It's not my show. If I'm doing it for the Lord, it's the Lord's show. And what if I would have done that and yelled and said, hey, you know, you're this, you're that, I can't, you're irresponsible, you're, what if I'd have done that? The next day, that person blessed me so much, that would have never happened, ever. And I said, Lord, thank you for teaching me this. And I said, Lord, help me to be more like that rather than like I am. If it's bad, it's Brad. If it's good, it's God. And so that's my, I'm really learning this. There is so much power in forgiveness. It's tied into your faith. If we're walking in unforgiveness, I really believe personally, I'm not a theologian, I don't believe you can really have faith. I think unforgiveness, because Jesus said in that parable where that person would receive mercy and forgiveness, you remember that one? And his master forgave him all his debt. And then he went out, and then anybody that owed him anything, he said, give me what you owe me. Now, he just received mercy and from his boss, and all his debt was forgiven, right? Then he went right out and said, hey, you owe me, you owe me, you owe me. And when his boss, when his master found out, he said, tie that guy up, throw him in prison, he's going to be tormented. Unforgiveness brings torment. Because if you've been forgiven, woo, if we've been forgiven by the grace of God, called sinners, and we've been forgiven by the grace of God, and we receive everything by grace, we receive everything by mercy, who am I, Jackson, to hold your sins against you? My whole job is to learn how to forgive you. It's not about me, and offer you mercy and grace. Why? Why, Jackson? Because I receive mercy and grace. I got it. I love it. I want to have mercy. I want to have grace. I want God's mercy and grace in my life. So, Jackson, I am going to give it to you because that's what I want. Do unto others, treat other people how you want to be treated. I want mercy and grace. What do you want? I feel sorry for Jackson. <He's> my... Poor Jackson. You're okay. You want mercy and grace, don't you? That's just what I want. So that is how I'm going to treat people. That's how I want to treat people, with mercy and with grace. It's becoming so powerful and clear to me, it's almost ridiculous. And here's the thing, it works. I've gotten like four miracles or five. I mean, it works. God's word works when we work God's word. It really does work. And man, you lighten up and life becomes more buoyant, more free. You become more expansive. You get prayers answered. It's just amazing. And it's simple. We're all the time like a lot of Christianity, some of mine, I'm not talking about yours, but mine, has been formulaic, which means, hey, you do this and you do that and then God will do this and this. And I'm finding out that's not always how it works. Like confess the word 100 times a day and then, no, that's not always how it works. I've known people my whole life that confess the word 100 times a day and nothing happens. Why? Well, your husband comes home and you scream at him. You're at work and you're bitter towards your workmates. What good's confessing the word 100 times a day? I could just go on and on. You don't forgive people. What good's it doing confessing the word? You don't forgive people. You have bitterness in your heart. What good does that do you to confess the word? Well, it's God's power, God's word. It's all by grace. No, it is all by grace. It is his power. By the grace of God, God's teaching you to deny ungodly lust. He's teaching you to live a Jesus life. He is way more concerned about you reflecting Jesus than you learning faith formulas. And I believe in faith. No one in this room believes in it more than I do. Only three of us. I do believe in it. But I've been learning there's this little stuff that we miss, and it's the big stuff to Jesus. Mercy and forgiveness. Grace. Grace, mercy, and forgiveness. It's powerful. Wow, Brian, I'm almost done. I haven't even started. You know what? I could start with verse 24. Okay, I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna wrap up for the day and come back next week and start. Here's what I want to encourage you with this. Treat people how you want to be treated. Do good to people that you don't think deserve to be done good. Don't judge people. Let God be the judge. Yeah, that sin is wrong. I know it's wrong. I'm not going to lie to you, but God will judge you. I want to offer you mercy. If you treat people how you want to be treated, it's powerful. I want mercy and grace. What do you want? Then give it out. Father, in Jesus' name, I hope somebody was helped by this message. You've helped me so much with it. Bless your people. Amen.